Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to our Shmiras HaLashon program, part 18 of 120. In this session, the Chafetz Chaim points out that a person is supposed to proactively make the world a better place, both in order to influence others and also personally to associate oneself with great people and to become a greater person. There's a specific mitzvah in the Torah, Hocheach Tochiach Es HaMisecha. You're supposed to provide clarification to people who are doing wrong and make it clear to them what direction they're supposed to go in instead of the straying approach which they are currently using. So that, for example, if a person is starting to speak Lashon Hara, and you know that you could influence them, or afilu im safek lo bazeh, even if you have a reasonable doubt that you could influence them, mechuyev min hadin lehochicho, you have an obligation to provide that clarification, that guidance, kdei shelo yigmar hacheit, so that the person should not complete the avera which they are about to do. The Chafetz Chaim points out in the footnote that it is common for people to act in a way that they wait for the person to finish the speech, and then they respond with the tochacha, with the clarification, you really shouldn't have said that because it sounds like Lashon Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim poses the question, Eich yitochein, what would you say? Im echad roa chaveiro Yisrael ocha besar chazir. If a person sees his fellow Jew eating non-kosher food, eating pig, pork, chas v'shalom, yanichenu mitchila sheyocha, would you first wait till the person finishes eating, al samach sheyochichenu achakach, on the assumption that you will give him the rebuke after he is done the aveira? Doesn't make sense. Bevadai min adin, certainly the law is mechuyev lohochicho tekef, you're supposed to give the rebuke right away. The ultimate aspect of the rebuke would actually be to restrain the person, to cause them to realize what they're doing is wrong and they should stop before they commit the avera. There are cases, naturally, where it's necessary for the person to finish what he's saying in order that you could prove them wrong. Or sometimes there's a case where you have doubt and lekablo lachush, it might be something of constructive aspect, in which case we would recommend that you point out, it sounds like you're bordering on Lashon Hara, let's make sure to say it in a way and only to the people which would have use of this information. I believe I mentioned on a number of occasions Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach being asked about a certain person at the Shabbos table. And at the Shabbos table, his response was, nice person. And then he went out of his way to approach the person who asked privately to tell them that there really is more information that they would need if they're actually looking into a shidduch or actually looking to partner in business with that person. We need to make sure that what we say is targeted to the right person, and everything requires a proper evaluation. But again, the Chafetz Chaim's point, tochacha is not to wait until after the chet is committed. Tochacha should actually happen in a way that averts that tragedy. In addition, the Chafetz Chaim writes that a person who's involved in Lashon Hara is in violation of the pasuk Uvo Sidbak, that you should link up with good people, Lihistabek Bechachmei HaTorah, to connect yourself with Tamidei Chachamim, Lahasmid B'Yeshivasam, and to hang out with them, to eat, to drink, to do business with good people, so that you're constantly connected in such a way. So again, our theme is that we're proactively trying to make the world a better place, whether it be through tochacha regarding other people, or it be ourselves in the way we hang out and associate with good people. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.